Good afternoon, I'm Diane Alvarez. I'm one of your campus missionaries, kasama si Ate May nyo kanina. So you are here at Victory, we are here to honor God and make disciples. And that in everything we do, tama yung sabi ni May, we are here to help you na ma-honor si God in everything na ginagawa natin and also to make disciples, to help others follow Him as well. Here in Victory, we want to make sure that we want to help you to be one step closer to God. Ngayon nga, meron tayong series which started last week. We call this Challenge Accepted. Bakit Challenge Accepted? Because sinasabi dito na kahit anumang mangyari sa life natin, dapat daw i-take natin yung challenge. Meron ba dito, kayo yung tipo na whatever challenge it is, tatanggapin ko yan. I'm an achiever, kayang-kaya ko yan. Sige, may mga umiiling. Pero ako naman, I'm an achiever and I want na kinukuha yung mga challenge and na-challenge ako pag may challenges. Okay, so this last week, remember, it is Pastor Dan Encarnacion who preached to us and he said that whatever happens sa buhay natin, as long as we have Jesus sa buhay natin, sabi niya, we can still be joyful. And this week, we will talk about joy in humility. Say, humility. Humility. Okay, so ang topic na to for today is para sa mga tao na humble na katulad ko. Okay, so, sige, ngayon, I want you to think about a person. Isipin mo kung sino yung pinaka-humble na taong kilala mo. Nakaisip na ba kayo? Alam ko na kung sino unang pumasok sa isip nyo. Kayo. Tama ba? Sino ang pinaka-humble na kilala mo? Yung down-to-earth, yung cool pero hindi gaano maangas, yung mabait. So, we admire those kind of people na sobrang humble, down-to-earth. And kapag yung team natin ngayon, Challenge Accepted, this talk about, parang, for example, ano yung kay Luis Manzano, yung minute to win it. Diba, nakikita natin yung mga tao with different kinds of personalities. Merong mga tao na sa unang dating pa lang, may kita na natin na bida-bida na. Tama? Yung parang, pagkaapak pa lang niya, paglabas pa lang niya, may kita mo na, wow, grabe, feeling nito winner na talaga siya. Meron din mga tao na yung tipong parang kayo, yung easy lang. Yes! Yung easy lang na okay lang, chill lang, pero deep inside, nag-struggle siya na gusto kong manalo dito. May shy type din na laging sinasabi na sila na lang, ganito lang naman ako eh. So yun, na parang, to think about that, maybe we can relate, di ba? Like katulad na nangyayari ngayon, tawa kayo ng tawa. So I believe na nakaka-relate kayo. Maybe sa mga, yung malalakas yung dating, pero yung pala yung mga nagmamagaling. Ouch. Okay? O kaya yung easy lang, pero deep inside, ganyan ako kabait. Or alam mo yun na parang gusto kong patunayan na ako talaga ang pinakamagaling dito. Or maybe yung shy type na lagi lang sinasabi na, na parang, okay lang, sige, hindi ko naman ano yan eh. Ganito na lang ako. So, or maybe ang response natin doon sa unang tao, pwede natin sabihin na hindi naman ako kasing yabang nung tao na yon. Okay? Na baka pwede natin sabihin doon sa malakas yung dating, hindi naman, hindi naman ako ganun kasing yabang at Diane, grabe ka naman sa akin. So maybe, doon sa pangalawang tao na easy lang sabihin mo, pwede ganun ako kabait. Yes, proud. Okay? Or maybe dun sa chill lang, or yung shy type, na pwedeng sabihin natin na hindi man ako ganun ka-humble katulad niya. So, ano bang basehan ng pagiging humble? And bakit, sinasabi natin, bakit yung topic natin ngayon is about joy in humility? Ano kaya anong pinagkatulad or ano yung meron sa dalawa? Bakit pinagsama yun na? There can be joy in humility. That is it also possible na kapag humble tayo, makahanap pa rin ba tayo ng happiness sa ginagawa natin? Na kahit na hindi tayo yung masyadong angat sa tingin ng ibang tao or kahit na hindi natin patunayan yung sarili natin or kahit na walang nag-appreciate sa atin or walang mag-recognize sa mga ginagawa natin, we accept the challenge na maging humble and to enjoy being humble kahit na hindi tayo mapansin ng ibang tao. Kahit na it means thinking ourselves less than ever before. So right now, we will again look to the book of Philippians chapter 1 and ngayon we will talk about Philippians chapter 2, okay? And may I invite you, all of you, to stand up. We are doing this in reverence to the Word of God. So we will read from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. It says here, therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, kung meron daw sa inyo na you are so joyful, you have this joy, and you are enjoying, you are receiving encouragement from being united with Christ, from having a relationship with Him, if any comfort from His love, kapag na-experience mo raw yun, and if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete, sabi ni Paul, by being like-minded, having the same love, and being one in spirit and in mind. Verse 3. And then he says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Verse 4. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you, Father, for this time that we can hear your word and really apply it in our lives. Lord, thank you because today I believe, God, that you will open our hearts, open our eyes, open our ears so that we may understand your word and that we may find joy, God, in humility. Lord, salamat, because even if it means, Lord, considering ourselves less, Lord, we will find joy in humility because we find it first in you. Lord, thank you for this time. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen, okay? You may now take your seats. So the background of this verses na binasa natin is that Paul wrote this, Apostle Paul wrote this to encourage and remind the church in Philippi that, and not to correct them. Dun sa binasa natin, there's not really a problem that was mentioned, but it's just that telling them, reminding them that they should be humble and that they can look to Christ for humility. That when it comes to humility, sinasabi rin doon ni Paul that there is joy and that having humility will result to a life far greater than ever before. So sinasabi rin ni Paul that apart from knowing Christ, apart from having Christ in our lives, hindi natin may experience or hindi natin maintindihan yung humility. And hindi rin natin may enjoy yung tinatawag na humility kung hindi daw natin na-experience si Jesus sa buhay natin. Last week, we talked about joy in suffering. So it is more of outside or external battles that we are facing, right? Yung sabi na parang kung ano man daw yung ma-experience mo na suffering sa buhay, you can still have joy as long as you have Jesus. But right now, we will talk about humility, which somehow deals inside, internal. It talks about, when it comes to humility, kung ano yung binabattle natin against, it's not really what's on the external, but what's really inside. Alam nyo bakit? Kasi it deals about our heart and our mind. It deals about kung ano ba yung nasa puso natin at nasa isipan natin, kung may ego ba or may pride ba sa loob natin. Okay, so in life kasi, we cannot deny the fact that all of us wants to be significant, tama? All of us are finding for significance and purpose. And that's why, ang nangyayaring tendency sa atin, tinatry nating hanapin yun by proving ourselves to other people. By trying to please people, by trying to, alam mo yun, to be above other people so that makita natin or makita rin na ibang tao na mahalaga tayo. But then, dun sa mga verses na sinabi natin, sabi ni Paul that we can find joy in humility. Na kahit daw hindi natin iangat yung sarili natin, we will still be joyful. Minsan kasi, binibase natin yung happiness natin kung ano tayo sa harapan ng ibang tao. Kung angat tayo, sikat tayo, kung mas maganda tayo, mas gwapo tayo. But then, sinasabi ni Paul na kapag humble ka, mas matatagpuan mo yung joy. And dun sa verse 1 to 4, dun sinasabi na kung paano daw natin may experience yung ganitong joy na that we can found in God. And ano daw? And dito, sa pag-uusapan natin, tingnan natin kung sino ba yung may ganitong klaseng character that we can look to and that we can imitate this kind of humility. In verses 1 to 4, Paul reminded the Philippians, the church in Philippi, about the joy of having Christ, about the joy na meron sila because Jesus is already in their lives. And also, that they are being comforted by His love. Ibig sabihin na experience nila yung love ni Jesus. Also, that they are now one with the Holy Spirit. Ibig sabihin na napatunay din na sobrang mahal sila ni Jesus because He has given the Holy Spirit to them. And also, na sinasabi ron now experiencing Jesus, they can now have sympathy and joy for other people, that they can now have concern for other people. Sinasabi ron na apart from, di ba kaya yung ginamit ni Paul is mga questions, that he would like to bring a point na gusto niyang lumanding na kapag naintindihan niyo, kapag naisip niyo, naalala niyo, na na-enjoy niyo yung relationship niyo kay Lord, yung love niya, yung comfort na binibigay niya, even yung guidance ng Holy Spirit, doon niyo malalaman na sobra-sobra yung binibigay niya, na yung love niya bumubuo sa'yo. And that leads you, a life that is in Christ leads you to a life that is joyful in humility. Ano ba yung humility? Bakit kaya, di ba, after saying that, na sinasabi ro na kay Jesus, na kuha mo lahat to, and then sabi ni Paul, after that, you will have humility. Ba't kaya gano'n? Na parang ako rin, nung una kong binabasa to, sabi ko, ba't kaya biglang humility yung sabi ni Paul? Nag-encourage lang naman siya na that you are now in Christ, you're enjoying His love, ganyan. But then, after that, sabi niya, he talks about humility. Bigla niyang sinabi na do not be conceited and do nothing out of selfish ambition. Let's look at the meaning of humility para mas maintindihan natin. According to Noah Webster, ito yung sabi ron, in ethics, humility is freedom from pride and arrogance, humbleness of mind, a modest estimate of one's own worth. In theology or the study of God, sabi ron, humility consists in lowliness of mind, a deep sense of one's own unworthiness in the sight of God. Ibig sabihin nun, yung humility is acknowledging na in the sight of God, in the eyes of God, hindi naman talaga tayo worthy. Kaya sinabi ni Paul, nagtanong siya, di ba na-experience si Jesus sa life niyo? Na-experience yung love niya, yung comfort, yung Holy Spirit. So, kaya tinanong niya yun, sinasabi niya na dahil si Jesus, He decided to love you. He decided to love you still. Sinasabi niya na even though you are unworthy, you can still be humble. And after that, Paul explained, ano ba yung life na isang humble person? Or knowing and experiencing yung love ni Jesus, paano daw ba mamuhay ang isang tao na naka-Yesu Kristo na? Paano daw ba mamuhay ang isang tao na sobrang humble na naintindihan niya na it is only because of Jesus kaya ako magiging humble. Kaya humble ako ngayon. Kaya it is just about all about Jesus. And then, he differentiated, after saying all of those, he differentiated selfishness versus humility. In verse 3, basahin natin, sabi niya, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. So, he's talking about here that selfishness is about self, while humility is about others. If you are already experiencing Jesus sa life mo, if He is already the Lord and Savior ng life mo, sinasabi ron na hindi ka na dapat selfish. Selfishness kasi is about self. Kaya nga selfish, diba? Selfishness is about self, but humility is about others. Selfishness is like me, myself, and I. Yung ibig sabihin nung kanina sa verse 3, sabi ron, diba, do nothing out of selfish ambition. What is selfishness is being ambitious. Alam niyo, being ambitious, hindi naman yung parang wala ka nang ipa-plan sa life mo, wala ka nang i-dream. But really, ibig sabihin ambitious is that aral ako mabuti, magtatrabaho ako, yayaman ako, sisikat ako para sa sarili ko. So it's more of like that, selfishness like that. Lahat to nangyayari para sa akin, and in the future, para sa akin. So selfishness is about that. And conceited, sinasabi ron conceited, di ba? And not vain conceit. And conceit means too much pride in your own worth or goodness. Ibig sabihin nun, you have this kind of self-imagination na sa paningin mo kapag ka sobrang ganda ng damit mo sa isip mo na iniisip ng mga tao, ay grabe yung ganda niya, gusto kong magpa-autograph, ay grabe, gusto kong na ganito, okay? Kapag ka conceited daw yung isang tao, it's more of kapag ka nagpalit siya ng profile picture, every second or every minute, babalikan niya yung profile picture niya, titingnan niya kung sino yung may comment, kung nadagdagan ba yung likes, na parang ganun daw yung isang conceited na tao. It's more of, kasi ang conceited, ibig sabihin nun, it's an excessive appreciation of one's own worth or value. It's more of, you are so obsessed sa sarili mo. So sabi ni Paul, do nothing out of that. Because selfishness, yung being ambitious and being conceited means you have expressive appreciation of your own worth or value. And since sabi ni Paul that a life in Christ is joyful in humility, why? Because since sabi niya na, don't be selfish. Because selfishness is being obsessive of yourself. But then, since sabi niya that having Christ means being humble. Sinasabi niya na kung totoo si Jesus sa life mo, kung totoo na siya sa buhay mo, that He is already living in you. He said that it must turn you into a different person who is considering others more significant than himself. Ibig sabihin ba noon, kapag kinoconsider mo yung others more significant than you, ibig sabihin ba noon, mas significant sila, ibig sabihin, idadown mo na ba yung sarili mo? Ibig sabihin, kapag may nagsabi sa'yo na, ang ganda-ganda mo naman, ang gwapo-gwapo mo, sabihin mo, ano ka ba? Hindi naman masyado. Gaganon ka. Or kapag may nagsabi sa'yo, ang galing mo naman kumanta, tapos sabihin mo, hindi, wala nga ako sa tono eh. Hindi ka nalang mag-thank you, di ba? So ganun yun, it's a false humility, but it's not about that. Ibig sabihin na considering others more significant than you, ibig sabihin noon that like this, sabi ni C.S. Lewis, humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. Ano ibig sabihin niyan? Parang pareho lang, right? Na parang less of yourself and thinking of yourself less. Ibig sabihin noon, hindi raw naisipin mo na less ka o na mas mababa ka sa ibang tao na parang lagi mo idadown yung sarili mo. But ibig sabihin noon, thinking of yourself less, ibig sabihin that you are now thinking of others more often, that it is becoming a joy and a discipline to you to consider them as well. To consider them significant just like you. Na hindi lang ikaw yung significant, na hindi lang ikaw yung nasa mundo mo, na hindi lang ikaw yung magaling, na pero sasabihin mo rin na sobra, na na-appreciate mo rin yung ibang tao. And na sinasabi mo rin na kapag sinasabi mo na significant din yung ibang tao, sinasabi mo rin na kailangan mo rin yung tulong nila. Sinasabi mo na hindi mo kayang mag-isa. Sinasabi mo, yung humility, ina-acknowledge that ina-acknowledge na apart from others as well, hindi rin ako matututo. So, kaya nga tayo may victory group. Remember, Ate May? Your Ate May announced that kanina. Victory group, we are inviting you to become a part of a victory group. Kasi, kapag sumali ka sa victory group, you are going out of your comfort zone. Why? Because hindi na lang yun yung mundo mo. Ibig sabihin nun, kinoconsider mo na yung tulong na ibang tao, kinoconsider mo na din yung truth na makakatulong sila sa'yo. That you need people na may magagawa sila at may matutulong sila sa buhay mo. When you become part of a victory group, sinasabi mo na significant din sila. That you are applying it, that you are considering others more significant than you. Kapag kasi naglalakad ka lang sa Christian walk mo alone, di ba sabi nga rin, diba, I'll never walk alone. So nagdadala rin si Lord ng mga tao sa buhay mo for you to understand na kailangan mo rin na ibang kasama, na mahalaga din yung ibang tao, na hindi lang ikaw dapat yung nabubuhay sa mundo mo. And para sa mga leaders dito, what does it mean to consider others more significant than you? Ibig sabihin nun that when you are in a victory group, hindi ka magbo-worry kapag may mas magaling sa'yo. Because you are thinking about, they are even 10 times better than me. Okay? That's humility. Na hindi mo lang sabihin na ako lang yung magaling. Pero yung iba rin magaling. You will take time to appreciate others as well. You will take time to consider them as well. Humility is about others, that others are significant too. Hindi lang ikaw. Okay? Humility is about that. And Paul said that do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Ibig sabihin nun, do nothing. Pinapaalala ni Paul na wala tayong dapat gagawin na out of this selfish ambition lang or vain conceit. Bakit? Dahil yung buhay natin ngayon para kay Jesus na. And ibig sabihin nun that we are also living it for others so that we may also help others, so that we may also learn from other people na being joyful, but that a life joyful in Christ means you're humble enough to say that it's not just about me. Na hindi lang para sa ikakasikat mo, or para sa ikakaganda mo, ikakagwapo mo, or ikakaayos mo sa tingin ng ibang tao, para maging okay ka lang sa ibang tao, but sabi ron, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. That it is not just about you. That it is not about you. That it is not even about me. Speaking here is not about me. Okay, it is not about us. But Paul continued in verse 4. He said, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of others. What does it mean to become humble? Or to consider joy and humility? Na kapag ka, humble ka, di ba kasi nga, na i-snatch yun eh. Para nakukuha yung joy natin, na feeling natin mas magiging masaya tayo. Pag mas angat tayo sa ibang tao. Kapag ka tayo sa atin lahat na pupunta. But then, sinasabi rito ni Paul that humility is about this. That it is looking not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others too. What does it mean to care for others? Kapag nag-care ka sa ibang tao, ibig sabihin nun, lumalabas ka na rin sa mundo mo. Ibig sabihin nun, hindi lang ikaw, hindi lang sarili mo yung care mo, but you are also thinking about others. Hindi na ikaw yung, hindi lang interest mo yung tinitingnan mo, pero pati yung interest nila. Hindi na ikaw yung dati na sinasaktan yung iba, pero ngayon may malasakit ka na, sensitive ka na, hindi ka na nagpapaasa. Yun yung sinasabi ron. That you are now looking to the interests of others. Humility pala is about that, no? That kapag ka nagpapaasa ka, hindi ka humble. Kasi hindi mo kinoconsider yung interest ng taong yon. Okay? Kapag ka gusto mo lang, yung gusto mo sa taong yon, and then after that, iiwan mo na lang luhaan. Hindi ka nagiging humble because you are just considering yourself. You are selfish. Yun yung sinasabi ron, okay? Pero ngayon, that sabi ron that you must consider the interest of others too. Kailangan mo magmalasakit din sa kapakanan ng iba. And now that you are in Christ, na kapag daw nasa buhay mo na si Jesus, maintindihan mo yon, that He cares for you so much. And yun yung basis mo. Kasi nga, yan, joy and humility cares about others. Joy and humility cares about others. We live in a world full of selfish people. Do you agree with that? Yes. We live in a life full of selfish people, but be different. Be different. Be the difference in this world that you can now care for others too. That you can now consider others too. Na hindi lang hangarin mo na ikaw lang yung maging successful in life, pero may malasakit ka na rin sa iba. Hindi lang ikaw na yung nakikita mo. Imagine, di ba, hindi naman talaga yung kontrabida dun sa Train to Busan, hindi naman talaga yung mga zombies yung kontrabida. But the real people, why? Because they are selfish. They don't care about others. And in this world full of selfish people, be the difference. Be different. Why? Because you are already in Christ. Now that you are hearing this, ito yung patunay na pwede kang magkaroon ng concern sa ibang tao, that pwede mo rin sila i-consider, na pwede mo rin maging hangarin na hindi lang ikaw ang successful, pero hindi mo rin ipagkakait sa iba na makilala si Jesus. Kaya nga nag-i-invite ka rito eh. Hindi ka selfish, hindi lang ikaw yung nagbe-benefit kay Jesus. Hindi lang ikaw yung may relationship sa Kanya. Okay, tama ba yon? Mag-i-invite ba kayo? Kasi selfishness is that gusto mo ikaw lang nakaka-experience. But experiencing Jesus sa life mo, dapat i-share mo rin siya sa iba. Hindi mo rin ipagkakait na makapag-serve ka sa ibang tao. Joy and humility cares about others. Na even, kunwari, na hindi mo rin ipagkakait na maging blessing ka sa ibang tao. Na, like for example, that you can serve your family. Okay, pag pinag-ugas ka ng pinggan, pinagwawalis ka, kapag ka sinabi ng parents mo or ng mga kapatid mo, banding naman tayo, wag puro Facebook. Wag kang selfish. Okay, so joy and humility cares about others. And sa parents mo, why don't you honor them? Serving them is like that. Being humble is also serving. For your classmates, di ba, na parang hindi kasi ito yung parang ikaw at ikaw na lang. Hindi lang ikaw yung nag-excel, pero tinutulungan mo rin yung mga classmates mo na mag-excel. Bakit hindi mo sila tulungan mag-review? Para hindi rin kayo nagkakopyaan sa exams, tama ba? Serve others. And also, why don't you serve God here in the church? Sa mga matatagal na dito, 2 taon na kayo, hindi pa rin kayo nagsiserve. Ano ba naman yan? Huwag kang selfish. Okay, so why don't you serve God dito sa church? Alam nyo ba that our volunteers are not selfish? Because they are giving their time and they are going here from ng 3 p.m. just to serve you. Kung kanina may nakita kayong mga ushers na nag-greet sa inyo, hindi sila selfish. Because they are sharing their smiles to you, they are greeting you kahit may pinagdadaanan sila. The music team are preparing here earlier before you came here. And also, the tech team, inaayos nila lahat yan. The admin, inaayos nila yung back table. Yung mga ushers, inaayos nila yung mga envelopes. Why don't you serve God here in the church? If sinasabi mo na gusto kong maging humble, why don't you show it by serving others as well? Because joy and humility cares about others. If you care for other people, if you care na mas marami pang makilala kay Lord, why don't you serve Him? Through your parents, through your family, through your classmates, through the church, why don't you serve? Joy and humility cares about others. Na hindi lang ikaw na lang ang nasa mundo mo, pero meron ding ibang tao. That you are also considering others more significant than you. And then, what else? Paano mo pa ma-share to? Paano ka pa mag-care sa ibang tao? Pag may mga classmates ka or mga kaibigan ka na nag-share ng problema nila, bakit hindi ka makinig? Diba? Ba't hindi ka makinig? Encourage mo sila through prayers. Encourage mo sila through the Word of God. Kapag ginawa mo itong mga bagay na to, kasi iniisip natin kapag nag-serve tayo, kapag ka nag-care tayo sa ibang tao, iniisip natin magiging weak tayo sa paningin nila. But the truth is, hindi tayo lumiliit sa paningin ng mundo. Sa paningin ng mundo, maybe lumiliit tayo kasi ginagawa natin, nagpapakumbaba tayo. Pero yung totoo, lumalaki yung puso natin. And lumalaki rin yung nagiging impact natin sa buhay ng ibang tao kasi nagiging blessing tayo. Joy and humility cares about others. It cares about others. And if you are saying that you are humble and you are experiencing Christ in your life, maintindihan mo that I should care about others as well. Na hindi lang ako dapat yung nasa mundo ko. That I should care for other people. Okay? Because a joyful life in Christ is humble to care about for others. A joyful life in Christ is humble to care about others. And you know what? Itong lahat ng sinabi ko, maybe, do you agree with me that humility is, having this character is hard to maintain? It's hard to do, to be humble at all times. Na kapag ka may gumawa ng masama sa'yo, no, masagi ka lang sa LRT, masagi ka lang sa jeep, yung upo mo, upong dos na lang. Di ba? Ang hirap maging humble. Ang hirap maging humble noon. Pero you know what? Yung pagiging humble, hindi natin to binibase sa sarili lang nating strength. Hindi natin to binibase sa sarili lang natin na kakayahan. But then, kaya nga kanina ko pa ina-emphasize sa inyo that becoming humble is only possible kapag ka in Christ tayo. Kapag ka yung buhay natin na kay Jesus Cristo na. Kapag naintindihan natin that God cares for us so much. And then maintindihan natin na ayoko na maging selfish. Ayoko na sa buhay na yon because Jesus cares for me so much. The basis of becoming humility is not our own strength, or dahil mabuti lang tayo, or dahil mabait tayo. But the basis of this is Jesus Christ. Yung foundation natin si Jesus Christ. Kasi when it comes to humility, Jesus is the greatest example. Jesus was the one who found joy in being humble. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8, says here, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus." Verse 6, "Who though he was in the form of God," talking about Jesus, "did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped." Verse 7, "but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men." You know what? God, Jesus is God, yet he humbled himself. Kung si Jesus nga hinumble niya yung sarili niya, tayo ba kaya? Tayo ba kaya? Jesus became nothing. Jesus became nothing for a time. He humbled himself. He took the form of a man, of a servant. Sabi ron, we are really nothing, but Jesus took our form so that he can serve us, so that he can save us, so that he can die on the cross, so that our penalty will be forgiven, that the penalty of our sins will be forgiven, so that he must just show na mahal niya tayo. Jesus emptied himself in verse 8. "And being found in human form, he humbled himself." Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. When it comes to humility, there's no one, no other great example but Jesus Christ. He became obedient even to the point of death on the cross. You know what? Cross? The cross is for sinners. Yung cross, yung mga namamatay doon, yung mga walang kwentang tao, yung mga kriminal, mga kasalanan. But Jesus took our place. He took our place so that we will be forgiven from our sins. He humbled himself so that we will benefit from that. So that mapakita niya sa atin na sobrang mahal niya tayo. Jesus humbled himself. And sa lahat ng to na pinag-usapan natin, na sinabi ko sa inyo, that we can have joy in serving others, considering others more significant than ourselves, think about Jesus. consider Him. Consider our God who gave everything for us so that we may have forgiveness of sins, eternal life, and relationship with Him. I hope that this is not a familiar thing for you. Or maybe going here, I hope na hindi to maging familiar for you. Because having and knowing Jesus Christ in our lives, that brings in us so much humility. Na God, sobrang mahal mo ko. Jesus, binigay mo yung lahat-lahat para sa akin. Right? Na Lord, you gave your life for me. And Jesus wants us to imitate His humility. There's no great example of humility but Jesus. And Jesus wants us to imitate His humility. To have an ambition, not a selfish ambition, but to have an ambition to count others, to consider others more significant than us. And to look not only to our interests, kung ano yung para lang sa atin, but also to consider others. Jesus did it first. He did it first. He showed it first. And that's why we can do it as well. If we know that Jesus is already in our lives, yun yung basis natin nun. Kapag naintindihan natin na Jesus, sobra yung pagmamahal mo sa akin. That's why I'm humbling myself before you. I'm humbling myself before you and I want to do the same for other people. I want to serve them. I want to make you known to them. I want to tell them that you are the most humble one of all. That you gave your life for me. That now we can submit our lives to Him. That every day of our lives, sa lahat ng ginagawa natin, sino man nakasama natin, we can show humility and we can be joyful in being humble kasi dinisplay yun, pinroove yun ni Jesus sa atin. He found joy by serving us. And last is this, through Christ, we experience joy in humbling ourselves and serving others. We can look to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. He found joy when it was nung nilatag sa kanya na ito yung mangyayari sa'yo. He will die on the cross. But then, he found joy in that. He humbled himself because he knows that it was worth it. He is worthy. Jesus is worthy. And so, we should also humble ourselves and serve others and know that it is worth it. Know that there is joy in humility. That even as we humble ourselves, na kahit na iniisip natin yung iba kaysa sa sarili natin, hindi naman yung magiging martyr ka na, no, na hindi mo naalagaan yung sarili mo, but not about that. But now, having Jesus in your life, you can have joy and humility, thinking about others, caring about others as well. And now, serving in humility, serving with joy, means that it is something to be excited for. Na pwede palang maging humble and joyful at the same time. Na I can find joy, you can find joy in humility. And lalo-lalo na kapag hinumble natin yung sarili natin sa Panginoon. Na masabi natin na, Lord, thank you so much for everything that you have done for me. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord. Now we understand, Lord, that we can find joy in humility. Na, Lord, that this life is not about us. But this life is about you. And Lord, salamat because you displayed your love for us on the cross. You took our place. Na dapat kami nasa cross, but you took our place, Lord. And salamat, Lord, that now, Lord, we can be selfless, Lord, because you displayed it for us. You did it first. And we can also do that, Lord, sa ibang tao, that we can serve them. We can be a blessing to other people. Lord, thank you because you are the greatest example of humility and that through you, Jesus, we can experience joy in humbling ourselves and serving others too. Lord, thank you. Right now, I want to pray for first group of people. If you are that person na no shame here, okay? If you want to repent, if you want to repent from pride, from selfishness, from ego, from selfish ambition, na puro ikaw na lang yung sarili mo, yung iniisip mo, na puro ikaw na lang yung nasa mundo mo. If you are that person, if you want to repent today, sinasabi mo, Lord, thank you for opening my eyes. Thank you, Lord, for opening my heart that it is not about me. If you are that person, can you raise your hand? repenting and you want to find joy in humbling yourself and considering others as well, if you want to serve others, sinasabi mo, Lord, ayoko na maging selfish, Lord. I want to find joy in humility. I want to find joy by giving my life to you, by serving others through my life. If you are that person, raise your hand. Lord, thank you for the hands of these people, Lord, whose hands are raised, Lord. God, thank you because today they understand, Lord, that they can be joyful in humility. And Lord, right now I believe that you have forgiven them, Lord, from ego, from selfishness, oh God. And I believe, oh God, that selfishness has no rule sa buhay nila. I pray, Lord, that they will always consider others more significant than themselves and that they will always look to the interests of other people, that they will always be ready to serve, be a blessing to other people. Lord, thank you because you have forgiven them of selfishness, oh God. And Lord, thank you because they are your selfless, Lord, generation, Lord. Sa'yo sila, Panginoon. And thank you, Lord, because their lives are a living testimony, oh God, ng humility, oh Lord, ng life that is found in